And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And we're going to talk politics on this Thursday roundtable. Glad to have you along here live on KQ&A. Joining me in just a couple of moments will be Ken Bennett, who has served as an elected official on a number of different levels, not only here in the Prescott area, but around the state as well. He'll be here to talk about the power of five, and we'll find out what that's all about. And then a little bit later on, Kathy Rusing will join us live here in studio. She recently won the election, the primary election, and is going to be soon taking her seat on the Prescott City Council. So we'll have a nice conversation with soon-to-be councilperson Kathy Rusing. That'll be coming up a little bit later on here this afternoon. So let's take a quick break, and Ken Bennett is on standby, and we are ready to go to talk politics on the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Arizona Lottery holiday tickets are back. With six new scratchers and a brand new holiday fast play ticket, you can conquer the hurdles of holiday gifting with ease. So say goodbye to parking pitfalls at the mall, gift wrapping mishaps, and gift guessing. Candles for your mother-in-law again? Really? Give the gift of winning up to $250,000 with Arizona Lottery holiday tickets. Your friends and family will thank you, especially your mother-in-law.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the KQ&A Roundtable Ken Bennett, who has served here in the state on a number of different levels. He was president of the state senate, secretary of state. He's run for governor. He was on the board of regents.
State board of education, the K-12 school board.
Where you found out all about the tissue box thing with the budget and all that. And of course, Ken started his political career right here in Prescott as a city councilman. And I think at the time you were probably considered a baby-faced youngster when you got on the council.
I was 24 when I ran for office, turned 25 during the election. I think I got elected on my parents' and grandparents' good name. But my election alone, I think, brought down the average age of the Prescott City Council at the time by about 20 years, because most of the folks on there were 70 plus, and I was 25. So,
well, now you're involved in this thing called the Power of Five, and we're going to get into that. But before we do, I want to kind of get your assessment as someone who has been politically active for a number of years. How would you assess the state of Arizona in terms of, is it red? Is it blue? Is it purple? Is it green? What the heck is going on in Arizona, you think?
Well, it seems to be going from red to purple. I wouldn't say that it's going from red to blue, but obviously, the last U.S. Senate seat to replace John McCain was filled by a Democrat, Kyrsten Sinema, who I used to serve with in the legislature. She was pretty far left when she was in the Arizona legislature and did a pretty good job of disguising herself as more of a moderate, when she got into Congress and then ran for the Senate. But, we had a couple of statewide offices, the state school superintendent position and my former Secretary of State position, both went to Democrats in the last election in 2018. So overall, I think the state is still red, but it shows signs of purpling, if that's a word. And really, that is part of what this Power of Fives is all about, because it's an organization formed within the last 6 or 8 months by a gentleman who ran for a statewide office last year, Dr. Bob Branch. He ran for state school superintendent. He lost very narrowly, literally by a couple hundred votes.
Wow.
Out of hundreds of thousands of votes in the Republican primary. He lost by 200 votes to Frank Riggs, who then went on to lose in the general election. And so it was his first foray into politics. He's a university professor at a couple of Christian universities and trains teachers and is quite conservative. But he, I think, noticed in the process of his first foray into politics that there's some concerning aspects, in particular, in the Arizona State Legislature, the House and the Senate, the majorities held by Republicans or conservatives, and most of the time maybe that's the same, but not always. But there's 60 people in the Arizona House of Representatives, and so control of the Arizona House is 31, half plus one, 31, and that's exactly how many Republicans there are in the Arizona House of Representatives. So if we were to lose one of those seats, we would have chaos.
Well, and Karen Fan has been on our show before. She's the current president of the Senate, and she told me that literally when you have a margin like that, 31-29 in favor of Republicans, or it could be either party, that because of that, every single senator believes that they possess the tie-breaking vote on every issue.
And in essence, they almost do. And so then you start to have people leveraging their vote maybe on the budget to whether or not you help me pass my bill over here. I saw it when I was Senate president in the House. It's 31-29, Republican-Democrat. In the Senate, it's just one over the majority of 16 out of 30. Republicans have 17 and 13. So even when you're at 16 or 17, every senator, as you say, or every House member in the House thinks, wow, I'm the tie-breaking vote. Maybe I want to say to the leadership, if you want my vote on the budget, you got to help me pass some crazy, stupid bill over here. And I can remember when I was Senate president, it was 17-13, and two of my 17 Republicans were what some people would say rhinos, Republicans in name only. And I had some knock-down, drag-out conversations with a couple of those folks as to those kinds of issues. So yes, it puts a really interesting flavor on how votes get put together to pass anything.
Now, how much of this is tempered or tamped down by the fact that the economy in Arizona is doing really, really well? Because it does seem as though people tend to kind of lose focus on the weeds of what goes on down at the legislature, because things are going well in their household and their neighbors' households and their family's household and all that. Everybody down there at the Capitol must be doing a great job because look how great things are here in Arizona. But so I guess part of what I'm saying is that your group, the Power of Five, is kind of out there saying, oh, wait a minute, let's not rest on our laurels just because things are going well right now.
Right, and things can turn on a dime. I mean, we are in the longest non-recessionary period in the history of the country, if I'm not mistaken. I can remember when I left the legislature in 2007, we had over $1 billion in the rainy day fund. We had eliminated all kinds of accounting tricks and gimmicks. And when the recession hit in 2008, it only took about a year and a half. They had blown through the dollars that I had left in the rainy day fund. They started doing all kinds of accounting tricks and gimmicks. And when the economy turns, it can turn quickly and it can go negative in a hurry. And so, yes, Dr. Branch was very concerned about the fact that the Republicans only have a 31-29 majority in the House, 17-13 in the Senate. And so the Power of Fives was formed to attract or recruit good conservative candidates around the state of Arizona to run for the state legislature, both the House and the Senate, to build those numbers back up, or at least keep them from going any further in what our opinion is the wrong direction. I'm sure the Democrats and others are tickled with the idea that they're on the verge of maybe turning it the other way. But our goal is to find good conservative candidates around the state, help them use what's called the Clean Elections Program in the state of Arizona. That's where the Power of Five's name comes in. If you run for an office under the Clean Elections Program, instead of raising contributions traditionally by getting large contributions from lobbyists or special interest groups or wealthy individuals, you agree to forgo that as a clean elections candidate, and instead you collect $5 contributions from your neighbors and regular voters. You turn those in to the Clean Elections Commission, and then they provide the funding to run your campaign. Then you don't owe anybody any big favors. Hopefully $5 doesn't buy anybody's vote. But the whole idea was to make sure that people can be independent, don't have to focus as much of their time on raising campaign contributions. And the Power of Fives was created to help conservatives get elected using the Clean Elections Program.
And you, Ken Bennett, have the distinction of being the last Republican to have won statewide office running as a clean elections candidate.
Yes, in 2010, when I ran for Secretary of State, I ran under this Clean Elections Program and was elected. Before and since then, and for most of the 20 years that we've had this Clean Elections Program, Democrats have actually used it much, much more often than Republicans. And so part of the Power of Fives is to say, well, let's have a little balance here. If the voters have passed a program that's supposed to help people get elected, we think Republicans should be able to use it as well. So
understood. Let's take a quick break. We're talking with Ken Bennett, the Power of Fives. We will be back. Kathy Rusing, who will be joining the Prescott City Council, will be our guest on the second half of today's Talk of the Town. KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Cool. cool nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back with Ken Bennett, the Power of Fives, a group looking to recruit conservative candidates and using the clean elections format of $5 contributions to do so. So I guess, is it possible to even define what a conservative is nowadays? Is that a moving target, or is that basically something that other people are trying to redefine for conservatives?
Well, I'm sure it's both, depending on who you talk to. But in my opinion, being conservative means that you believe in limited government. You believe in standing very firm with the constitutional powers that were given to government by people, pushing back against the government, getting into aspects of running people's lives and trying to solve every problem that government is not very good at. To me, it stands for protecting life, liberty, our rights. Some of which are in the, Bill of Rights, Second Amendment and speech and all of that. But I think it has been challenged by some who have tried to use that term to define or misdefine some people, and I'm sure there's a spectrum of conservativeness. And I think we've seen people move from one end to the other. I've tried to, in all of my, public service, to be consistent. I know what conservative means to me, and it's limited government, supporting the Constitution, pushing back against the government trying to be everything for everybody.
Do you see the political landscape here in Arizona and maybe even in the rest of the country as two completely and totally separate camps that literally have no ability to create common ground?
Especially at the national level. Here we speak today where they had a vote in Congress to set out the guidelines for this impeachment inquiry or whatever they call it. And although Democrats told us just a few years ago when Clinton was impeached that we shouldn't have impeachment inquiry votes or the impeachment vote itself on party lines, only Democrats voted for this impeachment procedure that they apparently approved today. There were two Democrats that sided with the Republicans who all voted against it. But to me, that shows that the divide is more stark than it's ever been at the national level. When I served in the state Senate for 8 years, 4 years as president of the Senate, we rarely had votes that went all the Democrats voting one way and all the Republicans voting the other way. And so I think most, you know, and then you look at the fact that almost a third of Arizonans don't register as Republicans or Democrats. They register independent and they can go either way. And but they usually go where they used to be. You know,
whatever that is.
Well, those that used to be Republican that re-registered independent, they will typically vote more conservative or Republican. And so Republicans in Arizona enjoy about a 7 percentage point difference over advantage over Democrats. But that doesn't always hold. I mean, we elected our first U.S. senator, a Democrat, in quite some time. And so it is right now, but I think people are looking for candidates and public servants who are honest about what they believe in. And so we stand here as the Power of Five saying our honest intention is to find good conservative people to run for the Arizona legislature.
Do you think good people are scared to run because of the level of hostility that takes place in the public sphere as it applies to politics?
I think there are many who are afraid of that. What we are finding, we've been running radio ads on your station and around the state, and we have had an overwhelming, meaning large number of people who have called in saying, you know, I've been thinking about this for a long time, or people have told me I should run. And so I'm pleased that even though I'm sure there's many that are afraid to do so, we are touching a nerve and we're getting a very positive response from people who said, you know, I've been critical of this, or I think and when I heard your ad, something a switch went off inside that says, maybe this is my opportunity. For them, more than fear of what would happen to them, they just didn't know kind of how to get started.
Right.
And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help create a network of conservatives around the state who can maybe, you know, help give people these $5 contributions. And then candidates who we hope, and we're going to vet them, and I'm sure they're going to vet us and make sure that we're doing what we're doing for the right reasons, and we're looking at them in the same way. We're going to see if we can help them get elected, and they can spend less time worrying about fundraising and all kinds of other things, and more time about just being honest with people about what they stand for and why they want to serve.
So I just want to make clear that in addition to looking for candidates and looking for donations, if someone were to decide that, hey, this Power of Five argument is persuasive to me and I'm thinking positively about running for office, there are people like yourself that are willing to help on a consulting level because you've already done the election thing?
Yeah, and our goal is actually to build a brand, kind of an idea that people say, well, when I hear that a candidate running for the legislature or a statewide office has been vetted by and is supported by the Power of Fives, that means something to me. And we'd love to have thousands of people around the state of Arizona who say, okay, it's 8 months until the next election or whatever it is, and here's a list of people who I know believe in a lot of the things that I believe in. We're not looking for people to just go down there and do things that we tell them to do. We're looking for people who are independent thinkers, but grounded in a conservative philosophy of limited government, protecting our rights, pushing back against a lot of the things that I think are taking this country in the wrong direction. And we haven't noticed it. As you said, the economy's been good and whatever. But there's still some things that are even troubling to us in the state of Arizona. A lot of people don't know, for example, that the total debt of the state of Arizona has increased by $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. So with an economy that's booming and more money pouring in, according to the governor and legislative leadership, why is our debt $1.5 billion higher than it was 3 years ago?
We're maxing out the credit card.
Exactly. So so we're going to push back even against some misunderstandings that everything's hunky-dory right now as well.
Okay, so folks that are giving some serious thought to wanting to know more about the Power of Fives, how would they get in touch with you?
They can call our phone number, 602-680-6002. Or they can, we're building a website. We're not quite as far along with it as we'd like, but the Power of Fives, all spelled out, thepowerofives.com. And so with between the website and the phone, we're going to be able to, I think we're going to be able to start to build a network of conservatives around Arizona who can help to keep Arizona moving in the direction that we think is the right direction.
Well, I think the folks that have the courage of their convictions, mm-hmm. it is certainly empowering to know that there are a group of people out there that are willing to offer support mm-hmm. and try to, try to make that happen. Let's face it, it's not an easy decision to throw your hat in the ring, no matter what level you're talking about.
You're right. And I can remember, I've run for office 8 or 9 times and succeeded more often than not. But that first time is terrifying. And if we can help get people over that hump and give them some comfort that, hey, there's some people that think like I do. They'll help me. Like I say, we're not trying to tell them how to vote or whatever, but we want to vet and find good conservative people who can be supported by other conservatives around the state.
And phone number one more time on the Power of Fives?
602-680-6002.
All right. Well, Ken Bennett, thanks for coming by and sharing the Power of Fives with us, and we'll get you back and get an update on how things are going.
Good. Thanks
and,
for having me.
Speaking of running for office, there was recently someone who ran for office for the very first time, just like Ken Bennett did, and won a seat on the Prescott City Council. Her name is Kathy Rusing, and she'll be joining us live in studio momentarily after the news right here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona congressional delegation split along party lines as the House approved a resolution to proceed with an impeachment investigation. In a floor speech, Republican Andy Biggs questioned the process and some of the inherent irregularities.
After they introduce the resolution, they have another week's full of hearings behind closed doors, and they schedule another week's full of hearings behind closed doors. If this is about transparency, then open it up. If you want the American people to see it, open it up. Give members access to the transcripts. Let the media into the room. Let us participate. And failing to do so denies transparency.
A beautiful weekend and back to work are coming, with overnight lows dropping to near 25 tonight, 35 by Saturday night, warming to sunny highs around 67 tomorrow through Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, late night lows around 33 tonight, 41 by Saturday night, up to a sunny 77 tomorrow and through the weekend, and more of the same Monday through Wednesday. The undefeated San Francisco 49ers take the State Farm Stadium field to face the 3-4-1 Arizona Cardinals for Thursday night football. And you can listen to all the live action right here on KQ&A as we join the pregame show in progress at 5 o'clock. The kickoff is at 5:20. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening. Look out for the trick-or-treaters. They'll be out in just an hour or two. And stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me now in studio is Kathy Rusing. She recently won the primary election by a sufficient margin as to be seated on the Prescott City Council, which will be happening here soon. And she joins me live in studio. First of all, congratulations
on the win. Thank you so much. And I just want to thank all my supporters that hung in with me and just went on the journey with me, and believe me, the journey is continuing.
Well, I know we've seen you and Tom over at Raven Cafe
a number of times,
and we had a chance to chat a little bit while you were running. But now that you have crossed the threshold and you're about to take your seat, I guess the first thing I'd want to know is, what do you think in terms of how you would fit in, I guess you might say, with the city council, because basically it is a 7-member body of which you are one person.
Yes.
But nonetheless, there are disagreements that come up, you know, between members and stuff like that. And I just wonder if you're prepared for that and how you plan on handling that.
Yes, I come from a background, you know, my dad was career military, so we moved all over. I was always the new kid in town. And then I worked as a ICU nurse and multitasking, had to do a lot of teamwork, problem solving, and it was a very fast-paced environment. And then with the general surgery practice, I helped manage it. And there was a lot of multitasking there, problem solving. And I'm very proud of our practice. And so I learned a lot of skills, a lot of basic business skills and people skills. And I've been in, Tom and I have been here. Tom's a local guy. His family went to high school with people on the city council. And so we've been neighbors, friends, and if we disagree, we're disagreeing on policy and it's nothing personal. And we will find common ground. We may not agree on every single issue. It's kind of like a family. You know, you're not going to agree 100% with your spouse. So we are going to find common ground, and if they do if we disagree, then hopefully I can be a catalyst and an influencer for change. Because as the last election showed, I won hands down, and I think a message was delivered, and I plan on doing the bidding of the people. And my special interest is the people of Prescott. So I am there to deliver a message, and we just need to listen to the taxpayers and the people.
Do you believe, as I do, that that basically the staff makes recommendations to the council, but that the council really is the one that sets the policy and not the staff?
It is the city council that sets the policy, and according to the leadership chart, the city manager is key to implementing the policy, that the direction that the city council wants to go in. And then you have about 500 city staffers working very hard to implement these policies. And they're very important in doing the research and presenting the, you know, in the study sessions. If there's a problem, you know, like say they'll do a cost-benefit analysis and debate about pros and cons, and then it's up to the city council to vote. But and then we, of course, get our legal advice. And the mayor position, you know, it's a very big leadership position. The mayor is very important in deciding who's on the boards and the commissions and the committees and the appointments. And it's a very key position. It's not just ceremonial. So there's a lot of moving parts. And I don't know everything, but I've hit the ground running. I've had my on-board meetings. Onboarding meetings where I've met with all the city council members and starting to meet with city staff, getting an orientation. In fact, at the Arizona League of Cities and Towns, there's an orientation where all the newly elected city council people get to go down to Phoenix and spend a day learning some of the ropes. So I'm really excited.
As a prospective council member, how important do you think it is that you actually get out from behind the desk and be out and about in the community talking with everyday citizens?
Oh, I think it's very important. That's what I did during the campaign when I was getting my petition signed. I would go around and ask everyone, what do you love about Prescott? Why are we here? And people would light up and they'd say, it's the charm, the uniqueness, the quaintness. We love the history, the historic downtown. There's so much to do. People are so community-minded. And we love our natural beauty, our open space, and we have clean air. And, you know, they just couldn't get enough. But then I'd say, so what are some of the issues that are concerning you? And it boiled down to basically people are worried about, you know, their quality of life. You know, what direction is Prescott going to grow into? we're kind of at a tipping point and a critical crossroads regarding growth and development, water, traffic, and preservation of our natural beauty and our open space. And so with those issues, you know, I was very fortunate that there's people that came onto my campaign. In fact, they found me, and I had a very diverse campaign of multi-talented people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never even asked anyone what their political leanings were. It wasn't like everyone had to be a Republican or something, because I am a registered Republican. But we ran on the issues and the quality of life. And as a result, I appealed. I had a cross-the-board appeal. And whenever I talked or was on the radio, I said, you know, these quality of life issues are nonpartisan. They affect us all, no matter what our political leanings are. And so I was very, very lucky. And the fact that I did not take developer money was huge. In fact, you know, Mr. Bennett was on just before me, and campaign finance is a huge issue with the voters. And I had no idea at the beginning. I mean, I decided just right out the gate I wasn't going to take developer money, because it was obvious decision to me, because in order to be impartial on all the agenda items, which, you know, affect the developers, you know, I just don't want to be compromised.
How was the decision reached on your part? Was there anything in particular that acted as a tipping point for you that made you to decide that you were going to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, the tipping point for me was, I've already always been community minded and active. And as a result, over the years, I kind of had it in the back of my mind. But for me, the main stimulus was when Save the Dells started evolving, and instead of fizzling, because I've been living in Prescott since 1986, and I have never seen such a movement of, say, I mean, those people were dedicated. And it was interesting how they demonstrated the lack of touch, you know, out of touch, and the city council just wasn't listening to something with the AED annexation negotiations. It was like, quit selling Prescott short. You need to say, here's what Prescott values, and what do you bring to the table? We should have been asking the developer, hey, what do you bring to the table in exchange for all these city services? And Save the Dells was just holding their feet to the fire, and they just grew, and they struck a chord with the community. So in January, when all the city council were running unopposed, the mayor was running unopposed, and I'm like, oh my gosh, how can that be? So I just said, you know, I'm going to run and see what happens.
Now, the situation that you're talking about with regard to the Dells, you know, I, like yourself, I've been here since 1985. And the very first time that I laid eyes on Prescott, I drove through the Dells and just was blown away by, you know, its beauty. And, of course, that, you know, horrible decision to allow Duncan Edwards to develop that. It was, I guess, originally a resort. Then it became an old folks home or something
right,
like that.
Uh-huh.
Right smack dab in the middle of the Dells. That
right.
was like, and he ended up absconding with the money from the bank. So
yes.
I mean, it was a horrible thing. And I know mm-hmm. nobody would want to see anything like that happen again in that area.
And that's why in the year 2000, you know, the citizens of Prescott are very generous and community minded, like I said, and that's why they passed a 3/4% sales tax on themselves. And these are conservative people, but they actually for roads and open space. But unfortunately, it didn't spell out a direct proportion of how much should go to roads, how much should go to open space. And it was left up to the city council to decide. And the city council was spending it all on roads. And the tax raised $191 million, and $20 million was spent on open space. And it actually boiled down to about 500 acres or something. It was, and the city, the citizens were up in arms about it, but the city council didn't listen. And as a result, you know, when you look, you know, hindsight's always 2020. But, you know, we could have bought the Dells, and the Dells was on the list of places to preserve, and we could have bought it and solved the problem. So here we are again trying to save the Dells. And I think that's why people remember that that tax and how it was mismanaged.
We are talking with Kathy Rusing, who will be shortly joining the Prescott City Council as its newest member. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I know one of your very important issues is water, and we're going to talk about that when we return live here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Cool nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, just talking with Kathy about the early days in Prescott back in the 80s. Anyway, I wanted to talk about water because I know that's one of the issues that you're very involved in and want to bring to the council. And so just as a matter of background, just so that you know where I'm coming from, the Arizona Department of Water Resources declared that the Prescott Active Management Area was in a state of groundwater mining, and that by 2025, we have to achieve, as a group, safe yield. Now, the problem, of course, with that is most people that don't know the ins and outs of this think that that's all on the city of Prescott, and it really isn't. You know, town of Prescott Valley plays a role in it. The the wells around the around the unincorporated areas, Chino Valley. I mean, it's a big area, and so I guess my first question is, what has Prescott been doing in your mind to address this, and what do you hope they will do to address it in the future?
Well, thank you very much. As you know, I'm a member of CWAG, Citizens Water Advocacy Group, and it's a local group of concerned citizens and also people with PhDs and backgrounds in study of water, and they have a lot of heavy credentials. And the meetings are very good, and one of their goals is to educate public officials. So I joined actually last year before I even knew I was going to run, because I knew that water was such an important thing here in Prescott. And Noel Campbell goes, Phil Good goes, and it's been very educational. But let me give you some background history. I've lived in Arizona since 1965. I grew up in Arizona. Water is always a huge issue. And I know it comes as a shock to some of our officials, but hey, guess what? We live in a desert. We live in Arizona, and we need to conserve this very precious resource. It's a finite resource. And also, we're in a drought. We have been in a drought here in Prescott and in the state for 25 years. I mean, that is a very serious, and it doesn't look like it's letting up, because this year we had our non-soon, and no one has seen that in 100 years. And also in Prescott, because CWAG had a climatologist from the U of A come up and give us a lecture. I didn't know this, but I knew it just from living here since 1986. Prescott's getting warmer. We're 2 degrees warmer, which is huge. So our snowpack, instead of soaking into the ground, is running off. So you combine, we're warmer and we're drier. In fact, they broke ground on a lot next to us, and the backhoe was digging up all the dirt. And I went over there and was walking around, and it was just dust. I have never seen dirt so dry, lack of moisture. So with that in mind, we need to conserve water, and Prescott has been doing a very good job. The city has a very wonderful water conservation policy, and the citizens have been on board, because we are, I think the people of Prescott, you know, we're a very special group, and we love our community, and we want to do what's best for it. And so we conserve water. And so with the new water policy, water conservation is a very important element of that new water policy. But unfortunately, you don't want your new water policy to be unsustainable and promote even more growth. And unfortunately, this new water policy does that. It needs more study, and the vote needs to be delayed.
Now, is the problem along the lines of too much water per residential household is being allocated? Is it not stringent enough? Is that what it is?
Well, it did double the amount of homes per acre foot that are going to be allowed. And I've heard it repeatedly, and I feel the same way. I feel that the more water I conserve, the more water is going to be used for, I'm not really conserving water, I'm just promoting more growth. And I think people just feel like they've been betrayed. There's nothing wrong with leaving the water in the ground. And as far as safe yield, last I heard, we were like 18,000 acre feet in default, deficient, out of safe yield. And, you know, our recharge, like I said, with the drought, our recharge is less and there's less runoff. So the new water policy is supposed to, you know, help that by getting everyone on the sewer. So on paper, you know, that sounds really good. But unfortunately, they've added in this what's called an expansion zone, or commonly known as a service area statewide. And they've eliminated annexation. So they've bypassed the annexation process, where if the reason why most developers want annexation is to get city water and sewer. But if you're going to handed out without the annexation process. And with the annexation process, you know, there's checks and balances. There has to be something tangible for the taxpayers. And with this new water policy, I just don't see. I mean, they're going to do a cost-benefit analysis, which the developer finds, you know, does it himself, you know, finds a company to do it. And of course, it always comes out that, you know, that it's going to be beneficial to do the annexation. But it comes down to the vote. With an annexation, you need a supermajority. But with this new water policy, it can just be four people. And believe me, there's the size of the annex expansion zone is, well, north of Pioneer Parkway is 35 square miles, and they've got water running all over Glassford Hill. And it's just, I think it's just something that needs a lot of careful, a lot of tuning up.
Well, I'll tell you, interview time is not like regular time. Stuff just goes by so fast. And we'll have to have you back after you've had a chance to get your seat warm over there at the council. When does the swearing-in take place?
It takes place on the 19th of November, and the water vote is November 12th, and I've been working very hard to get a delay on that vote, and because it's very important. We need a lot more careful consideration, and the draft still isn't completed, and we're just not going to have enough time to review when it's ready to be voted on.
Well, I got to hand it to you and to anyone that throws their hat in the ring in today's world to have the courage of your convictions, and certainly
thank
do
you.
Appreciate you.
And the
you
election's
in.
Not over. No, November 5th, we still have two candidates that are vying, and so, like I said, one supports the water policy and one doesn't. So let that be your choice.
All right. Well, Kathy Rusing, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And we have football coming your way next. The Arizona Cardinals live at State Farm Stadium with the San Francisco 49ers. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock with Let's Talk Sports. So we'll be able to talk about today's game tomorrow. Once again, a big thank you to Ken Bennett and Kathy Rusing for joining me here on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.